Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome on to a Friday special of the Sloppy Joes. Fridays have never looked so good.
Yeah, what?
Me and you.
Oh yeah, we do look pretty good. I like your t-shirt.
Yes. I'll tell you what's happening at the minute.
What?
I am living off chaos because Becky is away. She's in Grimsby for 3 days. The house is a mess, but at the time of recording, it will be cleaned.
At the time of recording, it will be.
No, sorry. At the time this goes out, this will be released.
Yeah.
I'm eating super noodles for tea.
God.
I'm just wearing stuff that's dry.
The Tacova Taco Festival t-shirt for one.
For 2023. I'm showering still, which is good.
Yeah, you still got that. Still got your dignity.
Buck's ill.
Is he ill? What's up with him?
Poorly.
Like what?
He's not feeling too good.
Yeah, you just saying sort of phrases that mean the same thing without giving any more information. What's up with him?
I think he's eating something bad.
Poison, rat poison.
No, not rat poison. Anyway, move on from that. Anyway, I'm just living like a bit of a...
You look okay.
Cheers for that. Cheers.
You're lucky that you've had your hair cut just before she went away.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you had like the sort of slightly longer, stragglier beard, I think that would really sort of shine a light on the neglect. But are you like this every time she goes away?
Yeah, every time she goes away. And then 2 hours before she arrives back home...
Mad panic.
Everything's back into place. Yeah. No, it's not a panic, to be fair. I am good at that.
Oh, yeah.
But... if she came home now as a surprise, oh my god,
yeah,
like cleaning up, tissues everywhere.
Oof.
That was a joke. Takeaway menus and everything's all over the place. Lamb chops.
Is that what you master? So you get the takeaway menu and you got the tissues there and then you go after it. Is that right?
Yeah, if anything gets me going, it's the meal deals on the back.
Yeah, the combo. Wait. If I see the word combo platter,
erect,
I'm there. Combo splatter, more like.
Ethan James, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yes.
Hello, Ethan. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Isn't Friday one of the greatest days?
Yeah, we think we've done that sort of line of questioning half a dozen times.
Yes, we have. There's some stories that we keep repeating over and over again. Like, we did repeat your story about you boiling a fish alive with the other day, and we just completely forgot about it. Apologies if we do that. Right, I've got a couple of news stories to get through on Friday.
Okay.
Get this. M&S, for those who don't know, it's a very
rapper from Detroit, isn't it?
It's a posh supermarket in England.
Marks and Spencer's.
Marks and Spencer's. I'd say it's also quite good in France, you know, the M&S. Big in France.
Is it?
Yeah, big in France. Big in France. Don't tell that for me, Ethan. They have released, and I want your opinion on this, for £2, you can buy poached eggs. You have to put them in the oven.
That.
4 minutes.
Put them in the oven.
Yes, and they come out perfect. It's taken M&S 3 years to master this. What are your thoughts? They are actually, you see the packaging, and it is an egg. So I think it's somewhat there to being poached, but you got to put it in the oven 5 minutes to get it to
it's
the
four
point.
Minutes before.
5 minutes. It's always been five.
You said four at the start.
You put it in how long you want, but if you want it good, five.
Okay, so. Is it loose or is it like in like a metal thing you put
yeah,
the top
it's in
off?
Like a metal thing.
Is it in water?
No.
So you're cooking it not in not suspended anything.
No, it's not in water. No, it's just an egg.
In what? In a box? In a plastic?
In a, like
wrap?
A little like imagine what you put tarts in.
In a little foil tray.
You put it 5 minutes.
But how long does it take to make a poached egg?
Well, this is what
from
they're
scratchy,
doing. It's
from scratchy.
Some like it's people like Ethan, you know, where the chef skills aren't that great. Could you do a poached egg for us now, Ethan?
I'd do it in a little paper, a little piece of paper.
Talk us through it.
It's a little poached egg pouch. You pop it in there. You put it in the water. Add a bit of salt in the water. It floats around for a bit. If it goes too bubbly, it goes fucking mental.
Yeah.
And it calms down a bit when you turn it down. 3.5 minutes. Pop it out. Whack it on a little bit of kitchen paper so it soaks up all the water. And just give it a little squeeze and it'll flop onto your toast. Give a little knife to it. Bit of pressure.
How little is the knife?
Pops.
Why do you need a little knife?
Just a little knife.
Can you use
like a dentist, like a sort of surgeon's scalpel.
That's nice. See, how often will you do treat yourself to a poached egg?
Used to do it every day, but now I've not done it for some time. It's like at the minute I've had fish 4 days in a row.
Yeah, what's the menu at the minute, please?
Bassa.
Oh, bassa. That's the
bassa
cheap fish, isn't it?
Fuck me.
Bassa, that's two just like a cheap white fish, isn't it?
2 bits of bassa with breadcrumbs and a big dollop of ketchup.
Anything else?
That's it.
You're not having any veg or like potatoes or rice or...
I did the first 2 days, but then I ran out of that and I had more bassa than I did veg.
You literally just had a plate full of two battered fish and ketchup.
Oh my God. Well, no, it's breadcrumbs.
That's what, like, do you know Freaky Friday where two people swap bodies?
Yeah.
That's the meal if there was a film about a human swapping bodies with a seal. That's what they would eat, isn't it? Just fish deep fried, put in the oven from out
He's
of a box.
Worrying that, Ethan. Just two pieces of fish.
But I know in some sense I've been stuck in my old ways and this is the thing that keeps on happening. Ask me about my facial hair.
Ethan James, with your
we've all noticed it. Like I didn't want to bring it up because I didn't know if it was like a thing when you try something new.
Yeah.
And the last thing you want is someone going, "What's that?"
I wanted to bring it up on the pod. Do you feel ready to talk about your facial hair, Ethan?
I'm ready.
What's happening? Oh my God, he's got...
So what? Basically...
What's that? What's that?
What are you wearing?
I like art now.
Oh, for the audio listeners.
As in Art Garfunkel from Simon and Garfunkel.
How do you describe what Ethan's like right now? What does
Ethan has got...
Listeners?
So for the audio listeners, Ethan has got a goatee, sort of a little moustache strip. Basically, it looks like he's bought a pack of moustaches from like a Smithy's joke shop.
Yeah.
And he's put one on his top lip, but it's a very narrow, quite like a fair colour. And he's put the exact same moustache across the bottom of his chin. It doesn't connect in any way. It's just sort of two kind of opposing moustaches. If he took his false dentures out and closed his mouth, they'd touch each other, these two moustaches.
Oh,
on top of the head, and I don't know where this has come from because he didn't have it on 2 minutes ago, is a black beret by all accounts, and perfectly round...
Not the mobile.
...glasses.
Yes.
That you might see on a kind of a scientist that was taken into Argentina after the Second World War.
What's your opinion on pastels? And I know you're thinking fruit pastels.
Joe's thinking fruit pastels.
I'm thinking of pastel donatas, those custard tarts.
Oh yes.
What are you thinking of?
Colour, expression.
That's great.
And sometimes I must say, two sides of man, the brightness and the darkness.
God, is
light and shade, Joe.
Is this some sort of poet?
I don't know what's going on here, but he thinks he's Monet, this guy.
Monet?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Artist.
I don't know who Monet is.
How many artists can you name?
Damien Hirst.
Yeah, there's one.
Tracy Chapman.
That's a singer, but we're not having that.
Technically an artist.
Who sings Fast Car?
No, who am I thinking of? Tracy Hemingway. Help me out here, Ethan.
What?
Like he's a fucking art critic.
He's got a fucking berry on. He knows what he's talking about.
Tracy Chapman, Tracy Hemingway. Do you mean Tracy Emin?
No, where? What?
How can you not mean her?
Tracy Emin. It must be.
Who
Tracy
else
Emin.
Do you mean?
Right. So is she the one with the bed and made the uncomfortable
bed? Yeah.
Da Vinci.
Yeah.
Ethan. Who's the guy with half an ear?
Half an ear.
Yeah.
Van Gogh.
Van Gogh.
You're thinking of Evander Holyfield.
Banksy.
Yeah.
Fucking, I'm doing well here.
Doing really well. Okay.
There was another one. What was the guy who drew Cat in the Hat?
Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, go on. Can you name me one independently?
Yes.
Go on.
The thing is, with me, Joe.
Yeah.
And this is by no means a cop-out. Aren't we all artists in a way?
Yeah.
So, in a way, Tracy Chapman probably has done a doodle before.
Yeah.
So she counts. It's like it gets sold at the.
So you're an artiste now. Are you going to buy some for your house?
No. More so, I observe it. I critique it.
Full of shit.
I'm not full of shit.
You what?
I'm not. Yeah. I'm just. I don't know how to say it, really. I just see things that you don't.
Yeah.
Like what?
Like, when I look at you, Joe. When I look at you.
Don't. Why are you all looking at me?
You said that you're struggling when Becky's gone.
Some people
take a shower though.
Some people might say, "I don't mind you using the first."
Sorry, if you want to say an insult, make sure you say it right.
Yes.
Go on.
Start again.
Some people, when they look at you, Joe, and this is not what I'm saying. This is what some people might see. Might be like, you know, a chubby little loser, right? But what I see is a passionate, funny, bright man who is, even though they don't have any real intelligence, they have emotional intelligence and enthusiasm. And that's just part of the spectrum that I see and some people don't.
That's really nice, yeah, that, wasn't it?
Spectrum. Thank
you.
Yeah.
He said that you got passion, enthusiasm, you're bright, very bright lad. That was lovely, that.
He also called me a fat bastard.
No, he said other people would say that.
Other people would say, I wouldn't say that.
He wouldn't say that. And he said, no, he's made it very clear there.
He would have said
no, but he, no, because if you didn't, you weren't listening. He's made it very clear that he wouldn't call you all those things.
Would not say that.
Right, okay. Do the same with Joe.
Well, some people look at Joe, they might think, you know, like, smart ass. There's nothing about a lot of things, you know. No, more so. You know.
Get him, Ethan. Get him.
Bit of a fucking ego and that, but. But I, for one.
He would never say that. He'd never say that.
Would you say that?
I would distance myself. I would even think those things.
You wouldn't
things.
Think that. Right. But,
well,
so
I
wouldn't
see,
say, what would you say then?
I see a real witty man.
Witty man.
A witty man.
A witty man.
Very talented. Very quick.
Mick.
And I must also say.
Yeah. You say what you want.
Very. Very loving.
Really?
See?
Have you witnessed this first
time? Do you know what, Ethan? That felt lovely. And that didn't feel like an insult whatsoever.
Yep.
So there's a new Ethan in town, basically. What do you
and
make
he's
of
come
him?
To play.
What do you make of him?
Yeah, he's really good. Ethan, I love you, mate.
Yeah. Thank
Take
you.
That fucking beret off. What new story have you got today?
Something interesting.
Better be.
Well, this is in Sky News, and I guess there's one thing that you've missed off the list when you were talking about how you've suffered without Becky.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how they've got this. Must be a Freedom of Information Act
for
or whatever.
For fuck's sake. What's this now?
Well,
I don't know.
Let me just read you the
Man
headline.
Locked in KFC. You know, holding staff hostage. What is it?
What have you done that?
No, I've never done that.
This is Sky News. So it's not fake, is it? It's Sky News. And I don't know how they've got this from you. I don't know. A person called for an ambulance after eating too much kebab, a service has revealed. Interesting. A lost... says here, here are some of the transcripts made to the ambulance service. Too much kebab, that's what they said. And then the operator says, tell me exactly what has happened. Yesterday evening we had some kebab and I might have had a little bit more than I'm used to. Then this morning I've had a very painful stomach.
Oh,
how are you feeling
bad.
Now?
I have you ever eaten that much where you thought I might have to call an ambulance?
Yeah, I have.
I have. I know exactly how you
feel. Tell me how you did it.
There's many ways.
It's food, mouth. That is it. That's the
often
only way.
When I'm out with my mate Andy, when we go for food together, we have to do stuff in quite an excess amount. Like if we go out boozing, we go out boozing. Boozing.
Yeah.
And then if we ever go out eating, we eat.
Go out eating?
To the point where we've had a mixed grill for four, just me and him.
For two.
And then gone and got cookie dough afterwards.
Oof.
And I thought to myself, this is tricky. I could call an ambulance right now, but I don't know what they'd do.
What would they
I
even do?
I don't want to waste the NHS's money or time, so I just suffer in silence. I don't think I've
really
that for
brave.
A couple
that's
of years.
Really brave of you. The last time I had that feeling, I went to Junior Jackson's for the first time. 10p chicken wings. But the thing they don't tell you is, until you get there, you don't tell you at all, you have to find out yourself. And I think they do this on purpose. The wings are slightly saltier than you would want them to be.
Yeah.
But I think they do that to get you buying drinks to sort of knock away the thirst. And the thing is, you're meant to have like a pot of like five wings in the middle, a couple each, maybe share some chips between two or three of you, whatever. This was my ex-girlfriend. We bought 40 wings.
Yeah.
Like 20 regular, 10 of one style, 10 of another style. Then, because we'd never been before, we bought the deep fried pickles. Oof. We bought some chips as well. She ate 10 wings. I ate 30 wings.
Oh my God. I know how intense they are.
How intense they are. I ate 30 wings. I ate probably 2/3 of the chips, 3/4 of the pickles.
Are you starting to feel full during it, or does it hit you afterwards?
It's hitting me toward the end, but by the time it hits me, there's only 6 wings left.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, we've eaten 34 wings. I'm not finishing them.
Yeah, you've got to go through it.
So the thing is, at this point, I'm 8.5 out of 10 full. I'm really, really, really full. But the problem was, because it was so salty, I was so thirsty. Yeah. And I'm now trying to counteract the thirsty feeling by drinking on a stomach that's already too full. So I've drank probably 1.5 to 2 litres of water, which is another 2 kilos of weight in the stomach. And I was just laid in the bath. I just laid in the bath for most of the night. I didn't know what to do. I thought, I was desperately thirsty, but I drank so much water. My stomach is so full. I'm trying to just absolutely unplug the cork on this thing, try and get it going out the back way. But I couldn't, because there's still a few hours left before I've digested it. Horrible feeling, barely slept on. Literally one of those nights where you stay up till 5 a.m.
That's awful.
And then finally get to sleep. Horrible. I've never had that before.
I tell you what's mad is, have you ever done where you've eaten something spicy or really hot after you've had a big meal, and then the only thing to cool it down is a big glug of milk, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then you've got all sorts kicking about in your stomach. You've got fucking load of food, and now you've got 2 pints of milk that have just entered the scene. And like, the food in your stomach's going, what the fuck are these doing here?
Yeah.
And your stomach's like, what's going on?
Sometimes you just keep sipping because your mouth isn't connected to your stomach and your brain. So your mouth needs the milk, but your stomach is saying no more milk. And you're just absolutely so bloated. It's horrible, that feeling. Have you ever had that, Ethan? You must have had that, because you're not a big lad, are you? So it can't take... I mean, probably like a 4-pack of chicken nuggets or a meal deal will get you halfway there.
No, well, you say that, but yesterday I went to, what's it called, Drew, the pizza place?
I guess you're wrong all the time. Nell's.
Nell's. Went to Nell's, and it was 50% off, and I had a full 14-inch pizza.
Oof.
And I got that down me. I'm going to say 10 minutes. Still hungry. Got myself some olives.
Still hungry after a 14-inch pizza?
Fucking starving.
Olives after the pizza?
Got some olives after, just to perk me up a bit. And then...
That is... What a weird... So you've eaten this pizza. The waitress comes over. Is everything all right with your food? You go, can I get some olives?
Can I see the dessert menu?
Well, they ran out.
Of olives?
Of desserts. So I go for the olives. Yeah. And then I went round the corner.
For a slash.
Nah, to get myself some cookies. So I got some cookies from the cookie shop. And you see, I'm not a big fat fatty. I'm a
big fat fanny.
Fatty, sorry. That's up for debate, I guess you could say.
It's all up for debate.
But you see, I'm quite good at stomaching some things. Wings, though, in that 40s, impressive. Bunny Jackson's, I can muster about 9.
Yeah. Well, I only did 30. I didn't do all 40. But yeah, it was too much.
That's very impressive.
Thank you.
Speaking of foods that can maybe make your stomach churn, almost. Oh. I'm going to lift something up. Oh, just done that for the audio listeners. I lifted something up. What is it?
What is it?
Great question.
Yeah.
What is it?
Great question. It is the Mr. Vicky's... tm.co.uk Queen Naga jar. Oh, now you're saying,
why were you struggling with the word jar there?
Is it a chili paste or a chili oil or something?
Well, I guess we just simply don't know. So my stepbrother John gave me this, and he said, this is fantastic. I think this is a 9 out of 10 club nominee. Right. And I'll be getting in a second, because I know this is like 1 out of 10 show. I've got that coming up as well. But
it's fucking Ethan James show now, isn't it?
I just thought I'd just give it a little taste. And would you like to try it?
Yeah, I'll give it a little.
So it's got the word Naga on the front, which is synonymous with like some of the hottest chilies in the world, isn't it?
Yeah, have you ever had a Naga Donna kebab?
No.
Oof.
Too much.
A lot,
is it? Ethan, you go first then, because it's yours. So this could either be 1 out of 10 or 9 out of 10.
So I don't know if anyone can see here, it's got a little thermometer, it says heatometer, and at the top of it, it's filled to the top,
is it?
In red, and it says very hot.
So is this, yeah. is this a prank from your stepbrother?
he says it's bloody delicious.
Let me show you, you take a good bit.
But if he says it's so hot you'll wish you were dead, you probably wouldn't try any, would you? Cut to your camera. So
oh, well, see. I must say, straight away, I've opened the jar quite a few inches away from the face, but still, it hits you.
There's a pungency to it.
There's a pungency. It's like an oil top. Should I give it a mixture?
Yeah, give it a little mix about, a little stir. Get right into the bottom of it.
So I must say, it's like a mince.
It's a mince.
It's a mince. It's got meat in it.
Well, it's very mince. It's like a mincemeat texture, but maybe it's not meat because I don't know if the Indians can have beef.
But famously, the only meat. Right, there you go. So you got a little spoonful of it. Go on then, boy.
See that? Get a bit more of that on it. Fucking hell. You're not going to be able to taste it.
What do you mean I'm not going to taste it?
Be nice, that. Ethan's had
fuck
a good,
me.
Ethan's had a good
shit. Spot.
Whoa.
Shit. Just
keep your camera. Keep your camera on you. What are you doing?
Keep your camera on.
Oh, Christ. Sorry. Oh. Oh, it hits you.
I bet it fucking does. It's naga chilies.
Bloody hits you, that. Oh. Oh, God.
How are you doing?
Oh.
Are you alright?
It's delicious.
Yeah.
It tastes like, it's like a lime. Like, very limey. Oof,
you make me feel awkward.
Your lips are quivering.
Oh.
Is it really bad?
It's delicious.
Are you okay?
You're just saying that so we try it.
Try it, try it.
Did you try it?
Go I'll on. Taste it, yeah.
I'd want to finish the episode trying it.
Yeah.
Because what if none of us can speak?
All right, well, would you like me to take us to our 1 out of 10
question? Yeah. I've seen your 1 out of 10, Ethan.
Have
and
you?
I really can't be arsed.
What is it?
It's awful.
Right, what is it? Go on.
Well, it's again, it's my stepbrother John. He's come up trumps here. This is all
what?
From Christmas. Oh, sorry. He's really helped us out here. Yeah. It's John West. Oh, I can't speak. It's John West smoked mussels in sunflower oil.
Oh, gross.
And we're going to have to try this now.
Yeah.
Go on then, that's so, all right.
All for the content.
Wow. What do you make of your tinned fish?
Tuna.
Tuna's fine.
Elite.
Anchovies.
Yeah, great. I love only Glenrick, but Glenrick's pilchard / sardines
are
fantastic.
Where the fuck are you going, Ethan?
You got to try it as well.
Oh, yes. Let's cut on to Joe so we can see him opening it up.
It's made in the Republic of Korea.
Great.
How's John West got himself up to Korea?
Well,
it was like a local brand.
Smoked. It says smoked great taste as well.
Actually whole.
All right, go on. Get one. And I'll have one as well, obviously. So this is wood smoked mussels, sunflower oil and salt. They're the only ingredients. Did you take a whole one? How bad is it?
Oh.
It's pretty bad.
Go on, let's have a go.
Oh. It's actually...
Oh. Hello, you.
I knew you'd like that.
Are you joking? That's quite nice.
I can't get over them being... No, it's the sunflower oil dripping along your fucking fingers.
Oh, they're nice. They're lovely.
Pass me some naga chili.
Oh, yes. That'll help you, Drew.
Ethan, try this.
Ethan, get one of them down you as well.
It's lovely. It's not great, but it's good.
Can I just say?
What?
What is it? Is it a mussel? Sorry.
Yeah, it's a mussel.
I've never had a mussel in my life, I don't think.
Right, we'll put camera on you.
I don't think I want to do this.
Hold on. That's not the rule. You can't bring in a 1 out of 10 and then just say, I'm not going to do
you
it.
You brought it in.
It's just fish.
You haven't eaten it. Put it in.
Fuck off.
All right, give us a second.
I want to see it.
You can see it and show the camera and then put it in. You have to get a full one. Yeah, there you go.
What's it?
It's a crazy.
It's quick. Dripping a lot.
Well, get it in your gob before it drips everywhere.
What's how it is? Oh, I'm joking.
You fucking don't get it in there.
I can smell it.
Chew it.
I can't.
You can.
Aha.
Even you can. Chew it and swallow it. Eat it.
No.
Chew it and swallow it. You got it. We've all done it. I've had two. Do
can
it.
I swallow
cut
it.
Your camera.
I like it.
Chew it first. Try chewing it a bit. Oh God.
Get this naga chili whilst you're up.
Cut to your camera, Ethan.
It's not too bad, is it? Once you've got it down, you...
It's worse than the egg.
It's worse than the egg.
The boiled egg. The chili. Hi, here you go.
How are you going
to
do it?
Take it to Joe.
Thanks, sir.
Oh.
How are you going to do it?
Oh my God, I just licked a bit of the oil and it's really hot.
Is this a joke from your brother here?
I'm only having a tiny bit because I'm not great with hot stuff. I like spice, but I don't like really hot stuff. So I'm just going to
get a little bit more than that. Get a little bit more than that. It's nice.
Taste wise, it's fantastic.
I bet it is.
Fucking spicy, though.
All right.
Oof, yeah, good. It's delicious.
I'm out. Oh my God.
Okay.
That is. That's great.
Oh. Well, it's hot, that, Ethan, isn't it?
It's hot. But nonetheless. Wasn't that a very interesting...
How is that edible?
It's really bad. Lovely stuff, though. Hey, that's going to be all from us today, I think. Well done, everyone.
Hold on.
Right. Happy Friday.
Fuck me.
Thank you to Ethan's stepbrother. What's his name? What's the ingredients on that?
70% naga chili.
Yeah. Right. Thank you very much for joining us. Bye-bye. Wave, Ethan.
See you later, everyone.
Bye.